You are listening to Pole, Dark, and Handsome, the Satellite Sisters TV recap of the PBS drama Pole, Dark. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California. I'm with my sister Julie Dolan in Dallas, Texas. This is Satellite Sisters Watch TV. And this week it was season 2, episode 5 of Pole, Dark. And Julie, I don't know what you're wearing, but I'm wearing a t-shirt that says Team Demelza. How about you?
Yes, Leanne, I want one. I also have some stockings on, Leanne, and we'll get to that, right?
Whew. I put silk stockings on my Christmas list, and I don't really know how Hanukkah works. Is that 2 nights of gifts? It's well worth it, ladies. I mean, yeah. Silk stockings, who knew, really?
It's quite an episode. And yes, indeed. Yes. I think we all want silk stockings this year.
Yes, we all want them. In this episode, okay, here's what we got. We got Demelza. She is fighting for her family, her man. She mucks out a barn. She stands on the right side of smuggling. She marches into that creditor's office like a boss. And she makes Christmas dinner. As Mrs. Right. Drunk said, do you need a list of all the things she does to keep us safe and warm and fetid? Okay. Yeah. And on the other side, we have the widow Elizabeth. Okay. Yeah. She bears herself very nobly and she rides that damn horse around town. I don't understand why Ross is torturing us. To me, the choice is obvious, but apparently not to Ross. I mean,
that Elizabeth is beautiful, right? And that's what she does. She just gallops around. And Elizabeth was his first love. But yes, you can't believe this is happening. That's as I watched this episode, that's what I thought. Like, you are going to give up on Demelza and you're spending every waking moment over there with Elizabeth? Come on, Ross. What's up?
Who is not particularly interesting. You know, that's what I don't get.
She does seem a little dull. Yeah.
Yeah.
She does. Right.
I mean, I in general, I feel sorry for gentlewomen of that time because they really couldn't do anything. But,
right.
You know, look at Caroline. She does stuff.
Yes, she has more. That's right.
She has
a lot more personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So that's what your major beef with Elizabeth is. She's just dull.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, Demelza seems more fun. They've had a lot of fun on the home front, Ross and Demelza, right?
Yes, they have. Yeah. She's up for it. She's ready to do almost anything. So, I mean, I just don't get it. So this episode really sets up the post-Francis life for Elizabeth. You know, Francis, this kind of sad sack cousin, died in a drowning accident in the last episode. And what was the flash forward? It was like 7 months, I think they said, or
yes.
something. Seven
yeah.
months afterwards, she's still in mourning, although she managed to kind of make a sexy little black dress out of that mourning wear, didn't you think?
Well, she seems to be double. She's dating. She's having gentlemen callers all come by all the time, Leanne. So yes, she stares at Francis's portrait, but I think she's definitely angling with the men in her life, no doubt.
Yeah, and she's doing it with just a lot of heavy sighing. Like, that's annoying. Yeah. And then she made that sad little blanket for her mother. What was that? I mean,
I know,
she sits around all day, and that's all she can turn out?
Oh, I know.
Okay. So this episode takes place over Christmas in Cornwall, but it's not a very joyous Christmas. As usual, Ross has no money. And
right.
yet somehow he manages to find £600 to bail out Elizabeth anonymously. That was
That was like, even Ross's lawyer said, you are crazy. You really don't even have this £600 because you owe George £1,400, right?
So I don't even understand where the money came from. But he decided after explaining to the lawyer, oh, my wife can handle it. Oh, don't worry. My wife can do everything. It's just Elizabeth. Oh, she's a gentlewoman. All she can do is sigh. You know? My favorite moment of the whole show was when Verity threw that shade at Elizabeth when Elizabeth went galloping off. Verity's expression was unbelievable. I hope there's a meme of that somewhere because that was just like, I'm not that buying that horse.
Verity is one of my favorite characters, I have to say. I mean, she's so true blue and she, you know, she had deep feelings for her brother and she's trying to be really loyal to Aunt Agatha there and stuff like that. But yeah, she was, you know, she knows it's not right what Elizabeth is doing, just galloping around.
Yeah. So for some reason, Ross, even though he's under immense pressure to pay George the Weasel back the $1,400 debt, there's a deadline approaching. And instead of reaching out to his wealthy friends, as Demelza suggested, because of his pride, he decides to just sort of go wholesale into the smuggling business and just let people use his land to store things. And this is very worrisome to Demelza because she actually has some ethics, don't you think? I mean,
yes, I think she does. I mean, you keep in mind, this is Ross, who fought against the Americans in the Revolutionary War, and now he's storing weapons that are going to be used in the French Revolution, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so where are his ethics? Where are his morals about this? I mean, he just, and you know he's going to get caught, Leanne. That's other part of it. I mean, he's either going to go to prison or debtor prison. But we have more prison scenes coming, Leanne. Unfortunately.
Okay. So that storyline goes through. What it creates is just a really terrible Christmas for everyone in Cornwall. Okay. First of all, so Aunt Agatha, Elizabeth's snobby mother, like that's kind of a sad little scene where they hand out like coal, you know, pieces of coal to each other for Christmas.
I know. Those are really... And this, yeah, nobody's liking the knitwear that Elizabeth had been working on. No, nobody likes that.
And then we go to Demelza and Ross's house where, I mean, that was the saddest dinner ever, where Demelza has cooked this nice chicken and put it on that pewter. And Ross is like reading the paper. He can't even be bothered to look at her. And that was a theme the whole show, that he didn't see her, that he didn't notice her. She tried a little, you know, nookie at night. He just turned a cold shoulder to her. I mean, Ross, seriously. And in the meantime, he's galloping all over the place for Elizabeth and buying back her debt. So it looks like things Christmas Day, the debt is due. It's all going to go bad. What is he going to do? And so they march into the lawyer's office to say, well, that's it. I guess we have to turn everything over to George the Weasel, who's hosting a Christmas party. And lo and behold, a mystery person buys his debt. So that one, is that, who does that? Two mystery debt buyouts.
I would like some of that, Leanne. I would like someone to just gallop over here and buy some debt. Okay. That would be good. Okay. Yeah, it seems like, okay, it's Caroline. It's Caroline. It's not, we know it's Caroline that's doing this. She's trying to, I guess, just to help out, to prove that she's a good person to the love of her life, Dr. Ennis. And so she decides that she wants to help Ross in an anonymous way. But it seems kind of like sort of a stretch as a storyline, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can only pull it off so many times. I mean, it stops being, the old buy the debt trick. But, I think there was a parallel here. So I understood that. We just have a lot of talk about debt, coal, smuggling, debt. So that's, you know, and we could use more Dr. Ennis and Caroline. Now, that was certainly a bright spot. Again, she's got the horse. You know, they're hot.
The red coat.
The red coat. Yeah.
Some really good kisses. That went really well. I mean, Carolyn loves this guy. I mean, you can tell the sparks are flying there, and he adores her, you know, and they seem to just want to gallop around. Now, I would think that would cause some commotion in the small town of Cornwall if you just saw those two galloping all over the place. But
do you think that's a metaphor for something?
Yeah.
Do you?
Good man. Yeah. Good man. Good work.
Well, it did cause some commotion with Uncle Ray, Caroline's, you know, kindly uncle. He seems like a pretty good guy, actually, Uncle Ray, who actually loves her, but now she's of age. And he said, listen, people have seen you galloping around. He's a poor doctor. This is just not a good choice for you. And when he said he only lives on 40 pounds a year, I don't know anything about anything, but that did not seem like a lot of money.
No, I know. So. I know.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz, my hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E. pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS. Yeah.
Where she is a fortune of 6,000. And so Uncle Ray says, you got to dump this guy. You need somebody better. And of course she won't, because she adores him, even though she does. Sometimes she treats him a little snobbily, like, wouldn't you rather go practice in Oxford or somewhere else where the people aren't so poor? I like that.
Well, she's never met anyone like Dr. Ennis. Yeah. You know, she's never met someone that's just totally committed to helping the poor. As she said, she was trained to be a lady. So she asks like stupid questions like that. Yeah. But she's trying her hardest. I mean, she was buying all those oranges in the last episode, and, you know, she certainly helped Ross out this time. So
Dr. Ennis stands up to Uncle Ray and basically said, you're underestimating your niece. She is a very charming woman, and it's not only about the money. And no, I don't really think I should give up on her. So that was encouraging. Like, that was a bright spot. There's a couple that are really committed. And, you know, so while you're watching Ross make sort of one odd choice after another, and you're watching DeMilza muck out that barn.
I know. She's the hardest working girl.
I know. She
should get some t-shirts. Yeah.
She keeps us all fetted. She does keep us fetted.
I know.
Mrs.
She's
Strong.
Storing up for when he goes to prison, right? She has that secret cache of stuff because she knows it's going to get even worse, right?
I like when she said, "You're greatly mistook." I like that. I like that phrasing. So we have this great love story between Caroline and Dr. Ennis. We'll see where that goes. In the meantime, you know, Christmas is going poorly, but then, oh, everyone buys each other's debts. Everyone's happy. George the Weasel is going to pay for the little guy to go to Oxford or Cambridge. Elizabeth sighs a lot. And finally, Ross realizes that he's been ignoring his wife, and he comes home and he gives her some silk stockings. Now, I didn't know what they were at first. I was like, is that lingerie?
And I thought, that's why I wondered whether it was lingerie, or maybe I thought gloves. Is he giving her gloves for Christmas?
Yeah. And then when he said, "I'm going to put that on," I'm like, how's that going to work if it's a camisole? And then he gets down on his knees and he rolls those stockings up her legs and he ties it off with a blue silk ribbon. That was a very nice gesture. That was a good scene.
That was where do you think he got those stockings? That's what I was worried about.
The Vermont Country Store catalog? Maybe?
No, I don't think so. That's good. I mean, there was no Victoria's Secret in Cornwall land. So where did he get those? That's what I was worried. Like, did he take them from Elizabeth? You know, were they Elizabeth stockings?
Oh.
You know, I'm a little worried about that. Okay. Like this fabulous gift that played so well with Demelza and with me is somehow going to be spoiled because we're going to find out that, you know, maybe the smugglers gave it to him. I don't know.
Maybe I kind of thought that, but I didn't overthink it because I was so busy looking at those beautiful pottery mugs. Did you see those in that scene where Ross and Mrs. Drunk are like drinking whiskey out of these beautiful mugs? I was like, I like to find those at the Vermont Country Store catalog. This must be in there. And I liked, I loved Demelza's monologue about liking versus longing. I know
Yes. You're
liking me, but are you longing for me? And then he pulls out the stockings and I think we know the answer, but that was a winter ending. But I just feel like a dark cloud has moved over Cornwall and we're going to see some things go down in the next couple episodes. So that's it. That's what I feel. Yeah,
I think so too. I mean, I think Ross is on a collision course, both on the personal level, because he's ignoring his wife and, you know, he's going to make some foolish choice for Elizabeth. And then, of course, you know, he's going to end up back in prison because of the smuggling. We know it, right? He's going to get caught, right?
Yeah. So, he's going to get caught. And you know what? Can I just say this about Elizabeth? Just marry George. I mean, what the heck, right?
That could solve all of her problems.
Yeah. Just back off. Yeah. Ross is already married. That George the Weasel, he'll take you even though you're in your late 20s. Oh, and you...
And you can have your own bedroom. It seems like that be part of the deal.
Yeah.
So just keep that door locked at night and you won't have to deal with Weasel.
Yeah. A couple of times a year. And like you're on Easy Street, Elizabeth.
There's some fine morals there. That's good moral advice, Liam.
Well, she's going to take this whole family down, you know, because of some unrequited love. It's just annoying to me. It's annoying to me.
Just two other tidbits. I love George with Aunt Agatha. Oh my gosh. Those two are going at it full blown now. Like they are not even pretending to be nice. I loved it when George said, "Well, the coffin maker should be taking your measurements, you know, like you're going to die." He called her an old hag, but and she was going right back at George too. So those were good moments, I thought, in this episode.
Yeah.
I was a little like Dr. Ennis. I know he is really dedicated to helping the poor and he certainly wanted to help Rosina walk again. But did he just like chop the leg off that dead guy they found on the beach so that he could see what the tendons were? Did I see that right? Or did I like... It was Sunday night. Maybe I like fell asleep or missed something.
I have to go back and look at that.
He seemed like they found that dead body, you know, and so Dr. Ennis asked Rosina and I guess Rosina's father to step away. And then he took out a big, big old knife. And then there was some a small scene where he was like in some bloody leg thing. And then the next minute, you know, he's cured Rosina and she's walking.
I think I must have gone for another cup of coffee.
Okay. Well, Leanne, we're just watching you, Dr. Ennis.
Okay.
Okay.
He's going to make some medical breakthroughs. He could be the first like biotech billionaire. I mean, really, Caroline, he seems to really be understanding things.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, we know that we just, there are 9 total episodes. Again, a warning, don't go on the internet, because Britain is a couple of episodes ahead of the American version, and there are a lot of spoilers out there. If you want to just go through the rest of the season, you know, without any foreknowledge, that's what do not Google Poldark is all I'm going to say, because I tried to find out when the last episode was, and I clicked off before I could see too much. That's all I want to say. There's a lot of spoilers out there. All right. We are the Satellite Sisters. We do have a regular Tuesday podcast. You can find that at iTunes or at our website, satellitesisters.com. We also do a weekly review of the CBS drama, Madam Secretary. We post new recaps. It's on exactly the same time as Poldark. So you got to work your DVR to watch both. But we post that as well at Satellite Sisters and at iTunes, at Stitcher. You can find it a lot of different places. Julie, we did a lot of good TV watching this week, didn't we?
Yes, it was good TV. So that made it fun to watch. So we're hoping that the upcoming episodes continue to keep our attention, right?
Absolutely. We're the Satellite Sisters. Don't forget, call your satellite sister.